everyone, my name is Elijah David Minister of South South Cross Talk Secretary of Congregation of Latin 12,000 Texas. Today is February 16, 2018, or it is 8/1/2021. This is the New Moon Sabbath. Start our second service today with a song entitled The Lily of the Valley. I'll have found a friend in Yahshua. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All he too can and make me fully whole. Since sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. And tell me everything for him to grow. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, he's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn. From my heart and night keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempts me so, through Yahshua shall safely we shall go. He's the lily of the valley, fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. And I live by faith in thee, his blessed will. The whole fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he, my hungry soul shall fill. And sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed faith, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Elijah David, part 2. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Becholoth, the son of Alphia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the ashes of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said unto to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise and go seek the ashes. And he passed through Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha. But they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zuph, Z-U-P-H, Saul said unto his servant that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of the Yahweh, and he is an honorable man, and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither peradventure, he can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul unto his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh, what have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver, that will I give to the man of Yahweh to take us, tell us our way. The fourth time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, Come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was the fourth time called a seer. Then said Saul unto his servant, Well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of Yahweh was, and as they went up the hill, unto the city they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, Is the seer here? And they answered them and said, He is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as ye be come into the city, you shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time you shall find him. And they went up into the city, and when they were come and carried the city, behold, Samuel came out against them, for to go up to the high place. Now the Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, Tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people, Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistine, for I have looked upon my people, because their cries come unto me. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Yahweh said unto him, Behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near unto Samuel in the gate and said, Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me into the high place, where ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found, and on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not in thee, and on all thy father's house? And Saul answered and said, Am not I Benjamin of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, Bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, Set it by thee. And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, Behold, that which is left, set it before thee, and eat. For unto this time hath it been kept for thee, since I said, I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, Come up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out both of them, he and Samuel abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Did the servant pass on before us? And he passed on, but stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of the Yahweh. Okay, in chapter 9, let's go on into chapter 10, verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, Is it not because Yahweh hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin, and Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorrows for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to Yahweh, to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of Yahweh, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a palfrey and a tabret, and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for Yahweh is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice of peace offering. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, Yahweh gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. When they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, and the people said one to another, what is this that is come unto the son of Chish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? Now when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. See, they asked the question, who is Saul's father? You know, he ain't nobody in the line of the prophetic chain. But nevertheless, they made it a proverb in Israel. Saul is among the prophets. Well, Brother Johnson represented antitypical King Saul in our day, antitypical Ahab, antitypical Esau. And those are three kings, believe it or not. Those are three kings. And Brother Johnson represented all three of those in his time. And so the question is saying, is Brother W. Johnson also among the prophets? I mean, he failed miserably and come to his end. Is he also among the prophets? Yeah, he was. He was counted among the prophets, just like Ben Roden was. Ben Roden before him was counted among the prophets. And they both come to a bad end. Verse 13, 1 Samuel chapter 10. And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him and unto his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses. And when he saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom, whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. And Samuel called the people together unto the Yahweh to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And you have this day rejected your Elohim, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulation, and you have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Yahweh by your tribes and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken. And Saul the son of Kish was taken, and when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Yahweh further if the man should yet come thither, and the Yahweh answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, "See, ye him whom Yahweh hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people." And all the people shouted and said, "Yahweh save the king!" And Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up in the before the Yahweh. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts of Yahweh had touched. But the children of Belial said, "How shall this man save us?" And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. End of chapter 10. Chapter 11, 1 Samuel. And Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee." And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, "On this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and live for a reproach upon all Israel." And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, "Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coasts of Israel. And then if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee." Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, "What aileth the people that they weep?" And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, "Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen." And the fear of the Yahweh fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them, and Bezek, the children of Israel, were 300,000, the men of Judah 30,000, and they said unto the messengers that came, "Thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by that time, the sun be hot, ye shall have help." And the messengers came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out unto you, and you shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you." And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host in the morning, and watched and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said unto Samuel, "Who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men that we may put them to death." And Saul said, "There shall not a man be put to death this day, for the day that Yahweh has wrought salvation in Israel." Then said Samuel to the people, "Come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." All the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Yahweh in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Yahweh. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. And Samuel said unto all Israel, "Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice and all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed. And behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day." And this is in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3. "Behold, here I am, witness against me before the Yahweh and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose ass have I taken, or who have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed, or of whose hand have I received any bribe, to blind mine eyes therewith, and I will restore it you?" And they said, "Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand." And he said unto them, "The Yahweh is witness against you, and his anointing is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, It is Yahweh that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Yahweh of all the righteous acts of the Yahweh which he did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Yahweh, and the Yahweh sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Yahweh, their Elohim, he sold them into the hand of Caesarea, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab. And they fought against them. And they cried unto Yahweh, and he said, We have sinned, because we have forsaken Yahweh, and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. And Yahweh sent Jerubbaal, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and ye dwell safe. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us. And Yahweh your Elohim was your king. Now therefore behold the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired, and behold Yahweh has set a king over you. If you will fear the Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then shall both ye and also the king that reigned over you continue following the Yahweh your Elohim. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahweh, but rebel against the commandment of the Yahweh, then shall the hand of Yahweh be against you as it was against your fathers. Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Yahweh will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call the Yahweh, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of Yahweh, and asking you a king. So Samuel called the Yahweh, and Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Yahweh and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Yahweh thy Elohim, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, you have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Yahweh, but serve the Yahweh with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Yahweh to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, Yahweh forbid that I should sin against the Yahweh in the season to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way, only through the Yahweh, and serve him in the truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. And if you shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. End of 1 Samuel chapter 12. Now we're going to go into chapter 13, verse 1. Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel. Wherefore 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash, and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin, and the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that was in Gibeah, and the Philistines heard of it, and Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, Let the Hebrews hear, and all Israel heard say that Saul has smitten a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in any abomination with the Philistines. And the people were called together after Saul unto Gilgal. And the Philistines gave themselves against the fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people, as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude, and they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Bethaven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, and the people did hide themselves in the caves, and in the thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. And some Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings." And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gave themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me and the Gilgal, and I have not made supplication of Yahweh. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering." And Samuel said unto Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Yahweh Elohim, which he commanded thee. For now would the Yahweh have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." Okay, it says that, verse 14, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart, and Yahweh has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Yahweh commanded thee." And Samuel arose and gave him up from Gilgal unto Gibeah of Benjamin, and Saul numbered the people that were present with him, about 600 men. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, and the people that were present with them abode in Gibeah of Benjamin, but the Philistines encamped in Michmash. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned unto the way that leadeth to Ophrah, unto the land of the Sheol. And another company turned the way to Beth Horon. And another company turned to the way of the border that looketh to the valley of Zeboam, according unto the wilderness. Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, "Lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears." But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his spear and his counsel and his axe and his mattock. Yet they had a file for the mattocks and for the coulter and for the forks and for the axes and to sharpen the goads. So it came to pass in the day of the battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. That was Saul and with Jonathan his son was there found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of the Michmash. 1 Samuel chapter 14. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan the son of Saul said unto the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side." But he told not his father. And Saul tarried in the uttermost part of Gibeah and under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men, and Ahaha, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of the Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Yahweh's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod, and the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. And between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistine garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side, and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of the one was Bozez, and the name of the other was Sinna. The forefront of the one was situate northward over against Michmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let's go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be the Yahweh will work for us, but there is no restraint to the Yahweh to save by many or by few." His armor bearer said unto him, "Do as all that is in thine heart, turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." Then said Jonathan, "Behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. And if they say thus unto us, 'Tarry until we come to you,' then we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, 'Come up unto us,' then we will go up, for the Yahweh hath delivered them into your hand, and this shall be a sign unto us." And both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, "Behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves." And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said, "Come up to us, and we will show you a thing." And Jonathan said unto his armor-bearer, "Come up after me, for the Yahweh hath delivered them into the hand of Israel." And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor-bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre of land, of which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host in the field and among all the people, the garrison and the spoiler. They also trembled, and the earth quaked, so it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away. And they went on beating down one another. Then said Saul unto the people that were with him, "Number now and see who is gone from us." And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, "Bring hither the ark of Yahweh," for the ark of Yahweh was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priests, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priest, "Withdraw thine hand." And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up with them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel which had hid themselves in the Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. For the Yahweh saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over unto Bethaven. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, "Cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemy." So none of the people tasted any food. And all the other land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his came to his mouth, so the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in the honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, Thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, Thirsty the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. And then said Jonathan, My father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more if haply the people had eaten freely the day of the spoil of their enemies, which they found? For had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And they smote the Philistines that day from Michmash to Ajalon, and the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil, and took oxen and sheep and calves, and slew them on the ground, and the people did eat them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, Behold, the people sinned against the Yahweh, and that they eat with the blood. And he said, You have transgressed. Roll a great stone unto me this day. And Saul said, Disperse yourselves from among the people. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Oh, no, I already read that. I said, So Yahweh saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over to unto Bethlehem. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. Okay. Okay, let's scroll now down to verse 28. Then the people answered one of the people and said, Thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. Okay. Then said Jonathan, My father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened. And it says in verse 30, How much more if happy the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemy, which they found, for had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And they smote the Philistines that day from Michmash to Ajalon, and the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil, and took sheep and oxen and calves, and slew them on the ground, and the people did eat them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, Behold, the people sinned against Yahweh, and that they eat with the blood. And he said, You have transgressed. Roll a great stone unto me this day. And Saul said, Disperse yourselves among the people, and say unto them, Bring me hither every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and slay them here, and eat, and sin not against Yahweh in eating with the blood. And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night, and slew them there. And Saul built an altar unto the Yahweh, the same was the first altar that he built unto Yahweh. And Saul said, Let us go down after Philistines by the night, and spoil them until the morning. Like, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, Do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Then said the priest, Let us draw near hither unto Yahweh. And Saul asked counsel of Yahweh, Shall I go down after Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he answered him not that day. And Saul said, Draw ye near hither, all the chief of the people, and know, and see wherein this sin hath been this day. For as Yahweh liveth, which saveth Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. Then said he unto all Israel, Be ye on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people said unto Saul, Do what seemeth good unto thee. Therefore Saul said unto the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, Give a perfect lot, and Saul and Jonathan were taken, but the people escaped. And Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son, and Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said unto Jonathan, Tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him, and said, I did but taste a little honey, with the end of the rod that was in mine hand, and lo, I must die. And Saul answered, Yahweh do so and more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan. And the people said unto Saul, shall Jonathan die? He hath wrought this great salvation in Israel. Yahweh forbid, as Yahweh liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with Yahweh this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. And Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. So Saul took the kingdom over Israel, and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines, and whithersoever he turned himself, he vexed them. And he gathered an host and smote the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that spoiled them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan and Ishua and Melchishua, and the names of his two daughters were these: the name of the firstborn Merab, and the name of the younger was Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz, and the name of the captain of his host was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. And there was sore war against the Philistines all the days of Saul, and when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him unto him. End of 1 Samuel chapter 14. We're going to go into now 15. Samuel also said unto Saul, Yahweh sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of Yahweh. They said, Yahweh of the host, I remember that which the Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and sucking, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel, and they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. So Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good. It would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto Yahweh all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Saul, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and he's gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of Yahweh, I have performed the commandment of Yahweh. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, the sacrifice of Yahweh to Elohim, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Yahweh has said unto me this night. And he said unto him, stay on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little, in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and Yahweh anointed thee king over Israel? And Yahweh sent thee on a journey, and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of Yahweh. And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of the Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh the Elohim of Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he hath also rejected thee from being king. That's what happened down in Carmel. Stubbornness. It was just witchcraft, and that's exactly what they were practicing. And they were celebrating birthdays even. And all those man-made holidays. Not all of them, maybe, but they did part of them. That's idolatry. That's witchcraft. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. See, Saul made an excuse. He admitted his sin, but he feared the people. He said he feared the people. Now, Saul is a liar. He didn't fear nobody. If he feared anybody, he wouldn't pronounce judgment upon his own son Jonathan to kill him. He didn't have no fear, but yet the people rose up and delivered Jonathan from his father, Saul. And because Saul had no fear of the people, he pronounced judgment and he expected them to carry it out. You see? And now he, all of a sudden, he has fear of the people. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with thee, that I may worship Yahweh. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh has rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid a hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, Yahweh hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent. For he is not a man that he should repent. And he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people, and before Israel, and turn again with thee, that I may worship Yahweh, the Elohim. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped Yahweh. Then said Samuel, Bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, Surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, As thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Yahweh and Gilgal. And Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and Yahweh repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. End of chapter 15. Let's go right on into 1 Samuel chapter 16. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Now, I prayed last night, asked the Heavenly Father to give me a message from David in the Bible. And I said, Help me to turn right to the exact message that you want me to have. And I turned right to 1 Samuel chapter 16. And I read 16 and 17, and I got a message that Yahweh wants us to know today. That's the reason I'm doing this series on Samuel and David. So in 1 Samuel chapter 16, it says, verse 1, and Yahweh said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse to Bethlehem, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And Yahweh said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to the sacrifice of Yahweh. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Yahweh spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me unto the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, surely the Yahweh's anointed is before him. But the Yahweh said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, neither hath the Yahweh chosen this. And Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath Yahweh chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Yahweh hath not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. For we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and beauty to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Okay. Then Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled thee. Let our master now command thy servant, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp, and it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit of Yahweh is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt do well. And Saul said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. And answered one of the servants, and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and Yahweh is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came unto Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before thee, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from Yahweh was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Now the Philistines, now that was the end of chapter 16. Let's go into chapter 17. Well, actually, we're getting close to the end of our scriptures now. I think I'm going to reserve this chapter 17 of 1 Samuel for our next study. Make this part 3. because this is where David slays Goliath, and this is quite a story within itself, and we need to really be focused on this, because we're in the antitype of this. This is what Yahweh gave me last night when I asked him for a subject on David. He directed me right to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17. That's what I'm reading now. So, we're going to reserve this here for our next study. And that's what we ought to learn here. As we do a little review, is that King Saul was chosen. The people wanted a physical, fleshly king like one of them, because Samuel's two sons were not worthy to carry on Samuel's priesthood and to lead Israel, because they were evil. And the people, rightfully so, they said, we don't want no more prophets or priests to rule over us. And we want a man. Now, if they had said, well, we want Yahweh to rule over us, that would have been a different story. Because Yahweh said to Samuel, the people haven't rejected you, they rejected me, seeing that they don't want me to rule over them anymore. So Samuel had taught the people of Israel that Yahweh was truly the one that was ruling over them, through the inspiration of Samuel's office as a seer. And the people, but that wasn't good enough. The people said, no, no. Samuel told them all that a physical, a worldly king would do. Said, Yahweh will anoint him. Yahweh will allow me to anoint him. And he will be all these wonderful things up front, but he will do all these bad things. And it will not be good for Israel to have a king over there. But since the people wanted a king, and undoubtedly, sooner or later, the Israelites is going to insist on a king anyway. So Yahweh just set him up a king of their choice. And you know how it turned out. And Yahweh had to choose a king for them of his own choice. Because it says Yahweh looketh on the heart. He knows who's who. You don't look on the outward appearance. They looked on the outward appearance when they chose King Saul. But Yahweh looked on the inward part when he chose David to succeed King Saul. And you know the rest of the story. This brings the close of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. And if never, let us click on our audio archives. Hear this message and more. We're going to close now with a song. Work for the night is coming.
Work for the night is coming.
Work through the morning hours.
Work while the dew is sparkling.
Work mid springing flowers. Work when the day grows brighter. Work in the glowing sun.
Work for the night is coming.
When man's work is done.
Work for the night is coming.
Work through the sunny noon.
Fill God his hours with labor.
Rest comes sure and soon. Give every flying mallet something to keep in store.
Work for the night is coming.
When man's work's no more.
Work for the night is coming.